That's right, so jump the two, see our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 24th of August. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in 79 AD, Mount Vesuvius erupted in one of the most catastrophic volcanic eruptions in European history, spewing superheated gas, molten rock and ash into the air. The cities of Pompeii, Herculaneum and Stabia were buried in volcanic ash, most famously the city of Pompeii, which has produced a number of artifacts and plaster casts, providing a snapshot into life on the day of the eruption. Today's date in 394, the graffito of Esmak Akom, the last known inscription in Egyptian hieroglyphs, was written. The Vandals, led by King Genseric, began to plunder Rome on today's date in 455. Pope Leo I requested that Genseric not destroy the ancient city or murder its citizens, which he rather magnanimously agreed to. The gates of Rome were opened up and the Vandals did loot a great deal of treasure while plundering the city. 1349, 6,000 Jews were killed in Mans after being blamed for the bubonic plague. 1690, Job Charnock of the East India Company established a factory in Calcutta, an event formally and controversially considered the founding of the city up until an official ruling to the contrary in 2003. August 24th in 1891, Thomas Edison patented the modern picture camera. 1915, the town of Holbrook in New South Wales was renamed from Germantown. Amelia Earhart on this day in 1932 became the first woman to fly across the United States non-stop from Los Angeles to Newark in New Jersey. 1967, the Youth International Party temporarily disrupted trading at the New York Stock Exchange by throwing dollar bills from the viewing gallery into the air, causing trading to cease as brokers scrambled across the floor to grab at them. Mikhail Gorbachev resigned as head of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union on today's date in 1991, and on the same day, Ukraine declared itself independent from the Soviet Union. Not a good day there, comrades. And finally, in 2001, you might remember this one, the container ship, the MV Tampa, rescued 438 Afghans from a distressed fishing vessel in international waters, leading to a diplomatic incident between Australia, Norway and Indonesia, known as the Tampa Crisis. The Afghans requested passage to nearby Christmas Island, but the Australian government refused the Tampa entry into Australian waters and deployed the SAS to board the ship instead. The crew of the Tampa would later receive the Nansen Refugee Award for 2002 from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees for their efforts to follow international principles of saving people in distress at sea. Famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Astronaut Annalie Fisher, the first mother to ever make it into space. She is 69 this morning. Famed sci-fi author Orson Scott Card is 67. Stephen Fry is 61. Hideo Kojima of Kojima Productions is 55. Funny man Dave Chappelle is 45. Another author, John Green, is 41. And Rupert Grint, Ron Weasley, is 30 this morning. Happy birthday, Ron. A couple of famous musos for us as well. Guitarist Mason Williams is 80 this morning. We were hearing before, how could I not give it a little bit of a run? Classical gas from him, going out on Someone Different today though. Andreas Kisser of Sepultura is 50 this morning. King Cruel is 24, but going out on this one. This track going out to multi-instrumentalist Ken Hensley of Uriah Heep. He's 73 this morning. Recorded 13 studio albums over 10 years between tours with Uriah Heep, as well as two solo albums. That is a worker right there. Going out on one of the many hits that he himself wrote, Easy Livin' from Uriah Heep. Going out to Ken Hensley, taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.